wisdom. And here comes the truth. And here comes your favorite podcast, always still made for you.
Ain't no love left.
Oh, what Tunny song is that? Ain't
no love left in your heart. Yeah.
That's a good one.
There we go. We already got the song track already. You can rip that one off YouTube. I need the views, Carter. So
okay, yeah.
It's great that you can still rip things off of YouTube. I do love that. I love that you could just go to a sketchy site that tries to get
sketchy,
you ads and clicks, and it's been the same thing for 20 years. It's like, you want a YouTube video, you got to pay that sketchy price. You'll get it, but it's going to be sketchy. It's going to be a lot of pop-ups. Oh, your browser just blocked 25 pop-ups. Click on this to download, but then it's a fake download. Click on this one. It's like, there you go. But eventually, you always get your YouTube video.
That reminds me of like post file sharing, sort of like after Napster, Grokster, BearShare, Kazaa, and before BitTorrent. There was a middle ground where there was like easymp3s.com and stuff, where they'd post like your favorite band's album 2 weeks before it hit stores.
Oh.
And you could download it all like perfect uniform quality. It was the best. But it really messed up your computer, let me tell you. Really.
Do you remember the days of FTP servers?
That was like pre-Napster, hey?
Oh, man, that was wild.
Like mp3.com and stuff? I could never figure that out. That was like
a little FTP going. Waylon would always hook me up.
That was 1998, the FTP stuff there.
Yeah,
FTP was
hardcore. That's my farm. Life talking.
You were an FTP on the farm.
No,
I was
no.
at Wayland's, you know, yeah.
Because, Dauphin didn't even have fast internet until 2000. So this, the ADSL, so this was 98, and I was only grade 8, so I couldn't figure that stuff out quite yet. But then 98, I guess Napster came out, and it was all over then. We're 2000.
I can't believe that just works. That's beautiful.
Waylon's parents pushed tech hard. Tech hard, but it was secretly Ron going on the dark rooms of the internet, looking up conspiracies. That's really where the internet investment paid off, was the Bitcoin and the gold, probably. Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like you should know some Bitcoin people. You don't know anyone who made it big?
I know Albert the Fruititarian from Kuwait.
Ooh.
He was the guy that wore gloves and only ate fruit for like the first month till he broke his juicer. And now I think he's like trapped in Russia.
Albert Fruititarian.
Do you remember him?
No.
We've never talked about Albert.
No.
Oh, well, we'll get into that one day. I'll put that on the list here. Well, to be continued with Albert, the kindest soul there ever was, but, man, yeah. Yeah, I'll save Albert for later.
Can you, like, maybe go save Albert in real life and bust him out of Russia with your secret St. Petersburg entrance?
We don't know. I haven't heard from Albert in a while. He might have been playing flute with a bunch of people in India. Or tutoring in Russia, or running a car wash in Sri Lanka.
A cash businessman.
None of this.
No inventory.
He's
smart.
No exaggeration about any of those things I just said.
That's... Those three possibilities, or three.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a very interesting person. Yeah. Very, very interesting. We'll think about. Well, that's a little preview party of Albert and his world travels.
Yes, no, Trevor, my question for you about the dark side of traveling.
Ooh.
And this, I just wonder if this is everybody and no one talks about it. Maybe being on the type of trip you are, where you're sitting on a bus and then walking in heat and then sitting on a bus and getting hot. But my skin, like, ingrown hair, it was unbelievable.
Oh, just the rashes, the sweat rashes?
Yeah, like sweat rash. Just at the end of the day, it's like, well, let's see. How bad could this possibly be? And it's just
bad.
Is that all of your traveling?
Or no, or like I don't going get on it. A guided bad. Trip. Were you getting like chafing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
We haven't talked about chafing in a while.
Yeah, chafing. I had to translate vapor powder into other languages.
Lisa and I scoured France one night looking for, or was it not? It wasn't France. Where were we? It's funny because like 3 days ago, I was in her room and I was cleaning, she was cleaning out stuff. And there's this little thing called like chapeau. And it's like chafing cream that we found like somewhere in Europe because we didn't bring our own. You got to get Body Glide from Running Room.
You got to
bring the Body Glide. Or if you want, you could take the chapeau. It's got a nice mint tint to it, which is pretty refreshing. Lisa gets really bad heat rash, though.
Yeah.
So
it is a dark side.
Yeah, unless you got to really be ready for it. We learned that hard in some European heat waves in the summer because we were traveling in the summers and it was getting us pretty good.
Yeah.
A lot of those world record-breaking heat waves where you're just stuck on the streets of Salzburg or something.
Now, is this a fair expect? I went to my local pharmacy. I got back to maybe getting into the Body Glide life again or seeing if they had. But the young pharmacist guy's like, well, no, we don't have any of that here. Why? You like run or bike and starts going on it. But it's no, there's some probably in the running room. I live in Winnipeg. I could get you some. Oh. I don't. Would you take Body Glide off a stranger? That's just a big ask, isn't it?
I love it. That's something I would do. Like, I could get you some Body Glide. I don't know. Just because I'd want to, you know? I think he's just a do-gooder.
Yeah, it was just so nice. Like, oh. No,
yeah, okay. I think it's just people like, so some people just like hook you up. It always pays off somehow. It's like in Resident Evil when you let the dog, you free the dog from the bear trap. That comes back to pay you someday. Yeah, no, I like it. I live there. I could get you some if you want. It's like, well, this is the best person ever. Yeah, I like it. I love it. I love that guy's energy. That guy makes it happen. Kind of person you want to start a business with. Outside the box. Jeez. I don't miss heat waves. We'll probably get cooked this summer going to Manitoba. Going in like the three hottest weeks to like, we don't know where we're staying and whose house or what we're going to be dealing with. Mm-hmm. And it's really tough. Going back when you have a place on the freaking ocean. Oh, what idiots, but it's okay. There was a sliver of a chance for about a couple days that we weren't going to go back for the whole Manitoba shebang. We were only going to do like a week. And then that changed pretty quickly.
Is it blueberry stuff this year?
Oh yeah, playing up there. Yeah. Playing a wedding. Maybe a show and then a festival, couple slots of the festival, and going to a wedding in Ontario. So it'll be fun. It'll be a good week, but we were kind of like almost happy just to go for 2 weeks and then just spend, you know, summer here. But
and now you might be doing three in Manitoba.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be like a week in Ontario and three in Manitoba, probably.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
With quite a few little gigs and stuff. So Lisa's desperately searching for something interesting to do while we're there. she's like, I don't think we're going to go to Churchill. I was like, well, probably not. And then she was like, there's like a Icelandic festival in Gimli. I was like, hey, whatever. She's really trying hard, though. She's really reaching for something interesting to do.
Take her to the Mosasaur Museum here. It's like... National.
The Moses Museum?
Mosasaur.
Mosasaur.
Fossil, Canadian Fossil Discovery Center.
It's called Mosasaur?
The type of dinosaur.
Mosasaurus?
No, okay. There's a Mosasaur.
I've never heard of it.
In Jurassic World.
That's Manitoba's.
I only watched the first Jurassic Park.
I know, you're smart.
That's really impressive.
Yeah, that's all I watched. Oh, it's a good museum. Okay. Yeah, we'll have to. Well, we're just planning our flights right now.
Do it's not very, push the. It's
no. Don't go there. No, never mind. Okay.
It's yeah.
It's like making a big pit stop in Reston. Dan tricks you. You go to Reston.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Maybe do go because people come from far and wide. But something that my kids would able to run through and go play in the sand.
Yeah.
Around it, so. I guess I've had a year pass there, so I've been there a bunch.
I wonder what we'll get up to. Well, so I'll send you the itinerary soon enough. See where we are.
Marge cast 2. That's all maybe.
maybe. Speaking of Marge, I had to call. I haven't done this in a long time. I felt like a total weirdo. I had to call my mom and ask her for money.
Oh
man, that's
tough times. Tough times.
That's degrading when you have to be mom. Hey, can I have some money? It's very awkward when you're a grown man asking your parents for money, but here we are. I had to call my mom and ask for 200 pennies for my international kids because I wanted to give them a weird Canadian souvenir. So.
Why I was like, you go to the bank.
You can't get pennies anymore.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, there's no pennies, but I know Marge's got pennies. Oh. So I was in my class teaching, and they're like, oh, pennies. They look so I'm like, pennies are good luck. I was like, you should all have pennies. I'm like, my mom has jars of pennies. So I was in class, and I just called her. I'm like, hey, mom, how you doing? All my kids are in the room. And I'm like,
Marge has really a portal. Marge has a portal because it seems like she should be like a hoarder with no room in her house and stuff like that, but it's incredibly well organized and like not cluttered at all. But like, oh yeah, I just got jars of pennies. like stacks of Trevor's stuff growing up. Yeah. And, wow.
Yeah, she's well organized. She is impressively organized and clean.
Here's the pennies. Penny
yeah,
jar.
So she sent me 200 pennies.
How much was that? How much did it cost? I bet you it cost a lot more to mail than the pennies are worth.
Dropped them in a flat rater.
Oh, $14.95.
So I'm going to give them all to my kids at the airport when they leave. We'll give them all a penny.
Wow, you're at the airport giving hugs, giving pennies?
I go to the airport for every kid that leaves.
Pennies from heaven.
Look that's like, you. I'm talking, like, I have like 60 kids leaving this semester, so.
Do they all go at the same time to the airport? Probably not. You're going to be going back and forth.
I go a lot, but it's in groups, right? It's always like 5 now and then 10. Okay. Like Sunday the 30th is going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough day. Or Saturday the 30th, sorry. That's a whatever day that is. No, Sunday. That's going to be a rough one. There's a lot of kids leaving that day. But I always try and go to the airport and say bye. And I really like them. So, yeah, I'm a sucker.
It'll be
what
is it? There's one you don't like. Do you still go to the airport?
I always go. I'm trying to think if there's any. No, there's none that I don't like.
Well, the 30th is going to be so busy. Those pant pockets are going to be weighed down.
Yeah, with all those pennies. I think we're going to clean them as a class. We'll soak them in something.
Oh, but then they'll know. The surprise will be over.
Oh, they know. I brought them to class, and they're all excited. They're going to get a penny. Good luck to remember me by, you know?
Helmet's worth a lot.
It's literally the least I could give. Literally the least. It's the lowest amount. It's literally the lowest. It's so low, it's obsolete. Like the brewing company. Yeah.
Yeah. Right before the Marge cast. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were talking about the June. There was a couple anniversaries in June that I always, every time my news feed fills up or I get reminded of, The first one is the cave boys in the Philippines. It's a new milestone. That's a new milestone that will be remembered forever. The moment that Elon Musk was confirmed to be a total loser, that was the turning point. I think we can all agree. Brent,
that was it, right?
That was the moment. That's like, where were you on 9/11? Where were you when Musk said that they were pedos? Because that's when everything changed.
Is it pedos or pedos? It feels like
pedos. I don't know. Yeah.
Pedos is funnier, but pedos is accurate, I think.
Yeah.
Do you think that was the moment, or just I was thinking just more the general vibe, like the
two... He never could. Yeah, the vibe was pretty lame, but when you look back at it now.
Yeah, I thought it was over before then, just the tube idea. And
oh, I forgot about tube. Wasn't that just a scam? Didn't he just do that to make it so that... What was his
long time? Everyone back then sort of thought like he was like an engineer.
No, but he had a reason for his vehicles to do that.
This guy.
SpaceX stuff?
I think so, yeah. So everyone's like, well, this guy's like a rocket scientist.
No, I think he wanted to like defer a freeway development so he could sell more vehicles or something. Like, it was something really shady. There was a big project that was going to happen and he deferred it and it was beneficial to him somehow. Mm-hmm. A big construction thing going on or whatever, and he built a hole in the ground instead. A technology that has never been thought of before. No one's ever thought of, let's build a tunnel underground and run traffic through it. Mm-hmm. What a genius he is.
Oh, no, you're thinking about the California the loop.
Whatever that was.
There's a lot of stuff. I was just thinking about the child coffins that he was pumping up.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Yeah, I remember that.
His big brain idea. That's...
Or you're going to hold on to a propeller and we're going to drag you through the tunnel. It was just like anybody could, like a 7-year-old could drop. Like, imagine things get out of a thing. Okay, I'll have a turbine strapped to my hands and I'll push through here. Like, it's like a crappy G.I. Joe toy at best. This was his big engineering ideas. Yeah. Oh, man. What a disappointment that's been. And the thing is that in youth, the Elon is a total loser hasn't caught up to them yet.
Oh, no.
They're still living in like 5 years ago. He's like, I'll be like Elon. And I was like, actually, I want to look into that. You know, I'm still breaking the news to some kids. Like, turns out he's a total loser. They're just like, oh, like they're kids don't dig very deep on anything. But like, you know, Elon was the cool tech dude. And he's still kind of to them until you explain literally anything about him. They're like, oh, this guy sucks. So that's my new education goals in the curriculum is curriculum outcome 1-3-7. Tell everyone that Elon's a loser.
No, that's airport. Airport hug goodbye and whisper in their ear. Elon's
Oh, man. And then the other anniversary.
Yeah.
Those two guys.
Oh, those guys!
Those
I love
two
it.
Guys!
Where are they?
It's been like 6 years since those two guys. Or maybe 4 years. I think it was during COVID times.
Yeah.
Those two guys. You know, those two guys. They were up in the bush. Running from the car.
By black flies.
Losers. Yeah, that was another.
Saw a big stretch of land on the map that there was no towns around.
Well, that's
there's
where
a
we'll
reason
go.
For it.
Those two guys running from the cops.
Yeah, from northern BC to Grand Rapids.
Yeah, the bush up north. Yeah. Those two guys. A Canadian news. That had to be a Canadian moment.
Oh, totally.
Two guys.
Oh, okay. Let's go through the Canadian moments right now that you can remember. So there's burnt toast. There's
Are you serious?
There's the Halifax explosion.
There's nice women don't want the vote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's Naismith and the peach basket.
Oh, there's Jacques Plante, and
The goalie mask.
Yeah,
that's a classic. Oh man, what else was there?
World War. I got Timmy.
Which one?
The super confusing, like the three World War II stories in 10 seconds.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Barker Road. He was named Barker too.
Oh, that's right. Barker was a classic.
Yeah. Was there one about Louis Riel or no?
Yeah. No. Yes, there was. And there was one about like the first people.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. I think there was wasn't there a Viking one too?
Oh, I think so. You know what?
There was a peacekeeping one, right?
Yeah. CBC is struggling with viewership and young people. They need to bring back the Heritage Moment. Was the Heritage Moment? It wasn't even it was only on CBC, but I think it was just put together by the federal government, right?
Maybe, but they should do a viral thing where you make your own.
Yeah, so it'd be those two guys!
Those two guys at Freedom? Freedom Convoy?
Absolutely.
Imagine all the people making Freedom Convoy videos. And another one would be that guy from Swan River that showed up to shoot Trudeau.
Oh, no!
it'd be so many trash people sending in TikToks.
Okay, well, here we go. Here, Peacemaker, yeah. The Iroquois Confederacy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's it. So then
that
we
one's
got
well shot. That one is like a little bit like a movie almost.
Yeah. Then we've got Vikings, Newfoundland. Yeah. John Cabot. Don't really. Oh, yeah. The Grand Banks, Newfoundland.
Oh, come on. The Underground Railroad. Pa ain't going to make it. He's our pa. He'll be here. Liza, prayers. No more prayers. Oh, my God. That's the best. He's our pa. He'll be here. Baby, Liza. Liza, prayers. Prayers. No more. The Sod House. Oh my God!
We got Jean Nicolet. I forgot about this one. The French explorer thinks it's the Pacific, but it's Lake Michigan. Governor Frontenac repels the British invasion. Syrup. First Nation family teaches settlers how to make maple syrup. Laura Secord, chocolate. Responsible government.
At least like 20. One. Yeah.
That nice women don't want the vote is such a zinger.
French Canadians adopt Irish orphans and can't let them keep their original A name. Yeah, that's a good one. That's such a good one.
They let us keep our Irish names. We should reenact all of these.
Yeah.
That'd be a great Fringe Festival play.
This
it's
one
just
wanted,
Canadian
this
Heritage one. Moment montages.
This one's the Underground Railroad. You wouldn't want to redo that one.
Yeah. No, I guess that could be Elon's space tube. No.
Holy Quality of Religion to Jews in Canada. I don't remember that. The Paris Crew. The Dinosaur Bones. Joseph Tyrell. Yeah, in Alberta.
Yeah, the Royal Tyrell Museum. Oh, yeah.
How can we forget the invention of basketball? That was a big
I already
one.
Said that one, the peach basket.
Oh, the peach basket. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I cannot believe that Underground Railroad and Irish names were forgotten.
Those are some of the best damn ones. Well, and the sod house is so good.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to get next to that, the soddy house. It's
that
one's
just exhausting.
Baby? Baby? It's like, God, why don't you guys just die and give up?
Midwives?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how could we forget this one? Okay. I don't know this one. The 1870 Saginaw Fire. Sandra Fleming, the International Standard Time. Remember that one?
Wow.
Yeah, but this is one I remember. This was one of the first ones. Nitro, it's called. A young Chinese Canadian risks his life to set a dangerous nitroglycerin charge while helping to build the Canadian Pacific Railway. Remember, like they think he's dead and he comes out and he's all like in a suit. Jenny Trout, the first Canadian doctor. The rural teacher.
These are not a minute, right? A Canadian moment.
Yeah,
there's
moment.
A lot. Like, it's like, here, that could. That would be a good
the best
idea.
Damn minute of your life.
Like, but might just be 30. So it's like you got 30 seconds to show the Underground Railroad.
Yeah. That's all you're getting.
Oh, This one here.
Yeah, that would be a very good idea for. Because I think you could almost, for, what is it, improv?
Yeah.
Because you know what they're going to, like, Palestine? Ooh.
Ooh.
Like, all of,
You have 30 seconds to make a Palestine.
Breakdown of history. Yeah.
I like this one. Teacher Kate Henderson sways school trustees to embrace new methods. Couldn't sway the Mountain View School Division, I'm sure. But then we've got
great game. Like, could you just do a Canadian moment? How much would you like to see if the people making give the few hours to make on a topic, but no research is allowed?
And they just have to see what they remember?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it'd be such a good show. Actually, this is a good idea for a play or something.
Oh, okay. So Lou Riel was 91. I forgot about that. I don't remember the rehearsal for the first performance of O Canada. I think I might. But this one's the later one.
Remember 19... the kids laughing about it?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So this one's 1999. Englishman Archie Bellany rises to prominence as a notable author and lecturer after he took on the First Nations identity called Grey Owl.
Oh.
Do you know, Grey Owl is from, like, Riding Mountain. That's where his cabin was and everything like that. So this one's a local one here. But I don't remember it. And guess who played Grey Owl in this video?
I cannot guess. That's,
like, prime of his career, just coming off The World Is Not Enough, Pierce Brosnan, James Bond himself.
What?
What? We need to see this one. Bond is playing some guy living in Riding Mountain.
Ed Stosic walks by looking for a crashed airplane at the same time.
I like this one. Major General RCMP bans an unruly American from entering the Yukon with pistols despite being threatened at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Non-denominational hospital in Alberta. Agnes McPhail.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Marconi, the guy who invented the radio. Marconi receives the first transatlantic radio signal in Newfoundland.
That Halifax explosion one's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Halifax explosion. Train dispatcher Vince Coleman sacrificed his own life to save a train.
That one's got the ending. That's got the Terminator 2 ending where it just goes white.
Yeah.
No fate.
Flanders Field, the writer of that.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
And then, Vimy Ridge is from 2005. That's a new one. Oh, and then Valor Road, the three men from Pine Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of Manitoba stuff here. Winnie the Pooh, that's another Winnipeg one.
What about the Superman one? Fly, but he can leap over tall buildings.
How could I forget that one? Yeah, Joe Shuster to visit his cousin. Oh, that's so good. And then,
man, there's so many one-liners you can say. You just get goosebumps.
Nelly McClung is the demands the right to vote in Manitoba. Yeah. Like, this is all Manitoba stuff here.
Bombardier,
that's a good one.
The Winnipeg General Strike, isn't that on there?
Blue Nose, yeah.
Right, it was maybe a rowing one where they beat
Oxford
and where the Canadian team beat,
You guys, Canada rules.
It does. Wilford Penfield is burnt toast guy.
Oh, yeah.
You think
Dr. Wilder Penfield.
Yeah. I don't know.
Through the mouth of the human brain. I just say he was the greatest Canadian to ever live.
I think burnt toast took over way too much space in my brain over time. Like,
burnt toast is in everyone's mind. And same with I eat too many chocolate bars and I do not wash my face. That guy. Degrassi should get a heritage moment.
The medium is the message in Global Village. Marshall McLuhan. That made it. I don't remember. Oh, yeah. The Springfield mine disaster. Even had to drink our own, you know what? That was that, right? Yeah. And then Maurice Richard scoring 5 goals and 3 assists in a game. That was a good one. Oh, the Avro Arrow. How could we forget about
that? Yeah, I know somebody that was involved in the I met a guy whose it was his dad was involved in the decommissioning.
Oh, the flag, of course. Inushuk. And that's it. And then it's all like 2006.
Remember how? Was it just because of like a CBC movie that the Avro Arrow mattered for a time, right?
Yeah, and that was the Dan idea was of the it? Start of that. It was really fast. Like, actually, like, really fast.
Is it Kiefer Sutherland, like, or Donald Sutherland's in the movie about it, right?
Yeah. I think Dan Aykroyd and Donald Sutherland?
Yeah, it's like a big deal. It was like the play for like 30 years, 40 years.
But it never used.
Yeah, but it made me so mad about, like, I loved that plane.
Yep.
It was...
Yeah. I love that plane, damn it.
So mad about, like, yeah. I don't know if it was just because it was around X-Files time, it sort of hit some of the same feels, but there was some, that movie was special.
Yeah.
Diefenbaker, you jerk. He's the one who halted the development of it, though.
I went to an aerospace camp on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
On Texada Island. Just this little airplane hangar with a bunch of stuff and a flight simulator. I took all my kids there. It was freaking awesome. They had a wind tunnel. They had a flight simulator. You can go to space camp for like $300 for a week in the summer.
Nice.
It's like the best deal. It's seriously the best deal ever. And they have like this wizard engineer lady that like gets old flight simulators and like learns how to wire them up. Because like they get stuff like given to them, but a bunch of stuff is stripped out of it because it's like classified or whatever. And so they have to figure out how to make it work and like reverse engineer it, and so they could use it in their like museum kind of. It's pretty cool. So yeah, that was cool. Heritage Minutes, man.
I'm telling you, so Canada's trying to buy all these F-35s and its max speed is Mach 1.6, while the Avro Arrow in the 50s was tested at 1.9. Diefenbaker!
You know who I blame? Trudeau.